Peace to the family. Another beautiful day. Hopefully, you in that space of prosperity and abundance. So this is another episode of God Thoughts. I'm your brother, God Wynn. I'm just here to provide you with strategies where you can position yourself to win. Today, I wanted to talk about my running journey. So today is 1,175 straight days of running. I had the opportunity to run with a classmate of mine. We put in about 7.13 miles. And I want to talk about with this whole running journey, how it helped me be adaptable. It really increased my skill of adapting to different environments. Because the reality is, in life in general, you're going to have to be skilled in adapting to these different environments. You should be comfortable in being uncomfortable. Because you never know what type of opportunity this environment has for you. So you're going to have to adapt. You're going to have to adapt to your workout plans. You're going to have to adapt to running, your fitness, your career, and everything like that. And that's where I'm at in the process of, is just really tapping into the skills of adaptation. Because all of us, all of God's nature, God's creation, we all have the ability to adapt to different environments. So you got to ask yourself, how is your adaptable skills? Because things shall change. And we all witnessed this during the COVID. Our whole world was just put upside down. Now it's like we focus on getting back to normal. But I say we should be focused on creating a better life than what we had pre-COVID. And that's what I'm doing. I'm really sitting down. I'm really outlining the things that I want in life in general. Because it's so important to really sit down there and just evaluate where you at and where you want to be. And this takes time. So with 1,175 days, I've been running straight. There's so many things I have learned. The biggest thing I learned that you can make things automatically. I have made running something automatic. Meaning that I don't have to force myself to run to a certain extent. It just comes natural. Now, running a particular speed, a distance, sometimes I got to force myself to do it. But just the act of running, it's in tune with me. Like, it's like a habit. It's past a habit. It's like a function. And that's so important. You got to start moving habits into functions. And that takes time. That takes persistence. That takes repetition. But you can do these type of things. Because unfortunately, we get put in a position in this society to make bad habits functions. And you hear that a lot. You hear people say, like, I can't function without this or that. Which they can function. They just choose not to. And a lot of times, they just don't know how to. You got to learn how to switch things. If you see in baseball, it's about switch hitting. You got to do that in life in general. So, running 1,175 straight days, helping people, motivating people. I have learned to switch certain things, especially when it comes to environment. Because the environment is different. I ran in all different types of environment. You name it, I probably ran in it for the most part. But I know it's some more environments I never ran in. Like, for instance, the desert. I never had access to run in the desert. But I know when I get to that particular place, I'm going to take advantage of it. And increasing your adaptability skills will also go carry on to your confidence level. Because my confidence level is so high, I know that I'm capable of adapting to different skills. Adapting to different environments, excuse me. And I know that there will be benefits for me adapting. And this is what you got to recognize as a person. Anybody going out there starting their own fitness journey. You gotta start recognizing how can this benefit you. You gotta start recognizing how am I putting myself in the position to win, because that's so important. Putting yourself in position to win on a consistent basis. Don't let you be your enemy, because there's so many different enemies out there. And that's so strong, and that's such a strong idea to really think about. That I'm not going to say the world is against you, but there's more people out there that want for you to stop doing whatever it is that you're doing. But you gotta be persistent. You gotta be aggressive. The adaptation skills is going to take you to the next level, and it's going to separate you from everybody else. And that's what's so important, because naturally, how you look and everything like that, you separate yourself, because nobody looks like you unless you have a twin. But now we talk about the skill set. Your skill set is going to really create that separation from anybody that you're competing with. But you have to spend that time in learning different skills and learning how to apply different skill sets to different situations. There's so many different levels to everything. Life is like, I guess, an onion. You just keep peeling back the layers of the onion. So where you at now would be a catalyst of where you're going in the future. The only thing that you can do about the past is have an emotional response. So I recommend you to study. My instruction is study your past, learn what you did wrong, and don't do it again. Point blank, period. The next instruction that I tell you to do is I want you to put yourself in a different environment, an environment that you're not comfortable with. And I want you to do that for 5 days. Put yourself in 5 different environments for 5 days straight. And then I want you to journalize it, the results. Each day, journalize how you felt. What was the results that came from it? What you could have done better. And what you did well. I want you to really highlight how you manage and how you manage the situation, the new environment. How you manage your response. Then I want you to put it on the comment section or even the review. Just talk about it so I can be abreast about what you're doing. So this is another episode of God Thoughts. They will be consistent and everything like that. I have my daily plans. I have my affirmations. What's so important that you send that energy towards your brain, because remember that you should be programming your brain. That's for $2.22. I got the running plan for $5.55. And I got the God Body workout plan for $8.88. So I have all the plans. They're going to be in the description. Take advantage of it. Improve yourself. You are God. Remember that. That's what I want you to take when you listen from this episode, that you are God, and everything you need, you already have. All you gotta do is just use it.